The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are A.J. Taylor at KIOW Forest City and Jake Bourgeois at the Anamosa Journal Eureka. A.J., you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, sir. Campaign's in full swing, but we hear a lot about advertisements saying that your official position on abortion is without exceptions. Is that true, sir?
No, and I've even voted according to that. And in other words, according to the fact that the life of the mother, incest, and rape. I've stated that in this campaign, but I've also voted that way over the past years. But don't forget, I am pro-life. I'm pro-mother. I'm pro-family. I don't hide that. And don't forget that my opponent has the most extreme position on abortion you can have. He is for abortion up to the minute of birth. He is for taxpayer-funded of abortion. And he doesn't think that parents should have any say in the abortion of a minor. So his position is way beyond what the majority of Americans want. And I made very clear in my answer to your question. So let's go to Jones County.
So obviously, former President Trump's making a visit to the state this week. Just wanted to get some of your thoughts on his visit.
Well, you know, we have freedom of travel any place in the United States, so anybody can go any place they want to, and that's a constitutional right. I happen to have an opportunity to address the thousands of people that he is going to gather, I think probably before he even arrives, and I look forward to telling people the policies I stand for. You have to work for every Iowan's vote. If I get a group of a few thousand people to address, I'm not going to turn that down, because communicating with the voters, asking for their vote, I humbly ask for their vote, in fact, and gives me a chance to express why I'm a better senator than my opponent. I'll be number one in the Senate if I'm reelected, and Iowa will be number one on my agenda. And if he's elected, he'll be number 100. And he says that the Biden agenda is, and these are his words, Biden is doing a fabulous job. So he would end up being a rubber stamp for the Biden agenda, and more of the high inflation and high gas prices and no control of the border. Back to AJ.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. When you're talking about higher prices, sir, we're seeing a situation now where even prescription costs are beginning to go up, but I understand you're working on a bipartisan program to try and bring those prices down?
Yes, called the Grassley-Wyden bill. Got out of committee when I was still chairman of that committee, 19-9, saving the taxpayers $95 billion, the consumers $72 billion. It would limit year-over-year increases to the CPI instead of these two or three time a year increases you get from the pharmaceutical companies. It has 38 parts, and I only mentioned one or two of them. But yes, I'm working on that hard. Back to Anamosa.
Yeah, wanted to touch on another sort of piece of legislation you've been talking about recently. Could you, what is the goal of the Speak Out Act?
Oh, well, you know, people that go into employment sometimes, or you might buy a product, it says that you accept arbitration as the only way of solving a dispute that you have with you and your employer. So it speaks mostly to women having a voice if there's a sexual assault or sexual abuse, and they agree to arbitration, and sometimes you don't get your due process. So this would, first of all, any sort of agreement that you sign that you won't speak out about things that go on in your employment, about sexual abuse or sexual assault, that's not binding on you, that you can speak out. And then now it goes one, it also involves arbitration and goes one step further, that if you aren't satisfied with the arbitration, you can have your day in court. Okay, back to AJ.
You have begun work now on the farm bill, sir. What would you like to see in that legislation?
Well, first of all, I held two town meetings, county meetings on this during August with farmers, and then there's a food stamp part of the farm bill. I met with nutritionists and people that are involved in the nutrition programs to get their views. And what I've heard, I'll just talk about the farmer part of it, keeping the farm program, the crop insurance program, the way it is, and that's the best safety net for farmers. Secondly, they're asking for more money for the promotion of agricultural products overseas, where we spend some taxpayers' dollars to make markets overseas broader, and then more money on agricultural research. And then we have some problems cropping up with CRP that we have to deal with. Back to Anamosa. And I think yours will be the last question.
Okay. Just another bill that I'd seen some news on recently that you had reintroduced. What's been going on with the Campus Accountability and Safety Act? Has there been any movement on that recently?
This deals with two parts. One, it deals with usually a sexual assault on campus. And it also deals with the person that is accused of it getting due process. And this is to make sure that there's a fair process for any campus accusations against a person that does it, to make sure that he has due process. I thank each of you very much for being on once again, and I know you folks are on here fairly regularly, so I want to give you a big thank you for helping us with this part of our communication with our constituents. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, AJ and Jake, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.